All right, bye. Do you want to give this share? Maybe give this share.
Yeah, give it, please.
Go away.
Okay, Shem Yishmuel Parshas Vayichi. Gevaldik. Okay, there's a big machlokas in this week's Parsha, Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov and Yosef. What's the machlokas? When it comes time to bless Ephraim and Manasseh, so who's going to be Zochet to the right hand? The right hand of Yaakov, you know. It's a big thing, no? So Yosef sets them up in the way that obviously makes a lot of sense, that Manasseh should get the right and Ephraim should get the left. Manasseh is, after all, the older son, the Bechor. And of course, Yaakov very famously crosses his hands. So says the Shem Yishmuel, "Lahavin ha'inyan shel kavanas Yosef shiratza shemenashe yisbarech tchila." V'Yaakov berech as Ephraim mikodem. What was this machlokas? This is a machlokas that's very nogeya lemaisa. And they weren't arguing, as we'll see, they weren't arguing for their times, they were arguing for our times. Or maybe saying it differently, Yaakov had a perspective for our times that Yosef, in his Sidkus, wasn't able to see. Dinei Zachar v'Shamor. We know that there's Zachar and there's Shamor. Zachar is positive. Shamor is, I want to say negative, but it's defensive, right? One is positive Kedusha, and one is guarding oneself from sin. Shamor hu midas laila. Shamor is the midah that we associate with night. Zachar is midas yom, kemavur besvar makadosha. Shmira hi belosase, lios nishmar mimalacha. So on Shabbos we have Shamor and we have Zachar. On Shabbos we have to guard ourselves, refrain from malacha, losase, avoiding negative behavior, things that are inappropriate behavior for Shabbos. Vizachar hu tosefes kedusha. What's the ikar on Shabbos? What's the focus of Shabbos? Is Zachar the focus on Shabbos or is Shamor the focus on Shabbos? Too many Jews don't like Shabbos because they become Shomer Dikah Jews. They think Shabbos is all right. How many high school kids think that Shabbos, I can't wait for Shabbos to be over because Shabbos is all about, I can't do this and I can't do that. There's not one positive commandment of Shabbos. It's kulol lo saseh. It's everything you can't do. Right? Shabbos highlights all the things you're not allowed to do. And not bad things. So it's like a million times worse than during the week. At least during the week, Judaism gives me a few options. There's things I can do. On Shabbos, even normal things, writing, all of a sudden becomes a terrible thing. So people can't stand Shabbos. That's what happens if you get too much involved in the lo saseh aspect of Shabbos. Zachar is Tosefes Kedusha. Lakach Shamar hu midas Laila. So Laila, again, which he said according to the Sfarim HaKadoshim, represents Shmira. So the Shamor aspect of Shabbos is the nighttime aspect of Shabbos. Should take up the Kabbalah Shabbos all the master me'atzmo kol ha'machshavos sh'yitorat ben kol ha'shvua milametas ha'malachus u'mashlich me'alav ha'chumrios v'ha'pechisos ki'ilu kol malachto asuya shol yahar achar malach. So when the night of Shabbos arrives, I immediately go into Shamor mode, which means what? Shut off my phone, put down my pen, turn off my car, right? Close my computer. I detach from what? From the world of Malacha. Shmira. Lo saseh. That's the night of Shabbos. That's what happens immediately as I enter into Shabbos. V'zachor midas yom. Titachas ha-kedusha hi biyom. Kanoda mikis ve'arizal. There's been meramis to a lot of things here. But the kedusha of Shabbos is achieved by day. Zachor es yom ha-shabbos. L'kadsho. Zachor es yom ha-shabbos l'kadsho. Okay? So it's mefurish in the pasuk. Zachar goes with Yom, goes with the Kedusha of Shabbos, not just the avoiding of Lo Saseh. Ula'uma Zayesh Lomar B'inyin Menashe V'Ephraim. So Menashe and Ephraim are also Bechinos of this exact concept. Lo Saseh and Aseh, Shamor and Zachar, night and day, Menashe and Ephraim. What's Menashe? Menashe hu Nashani Elokim es Kol Amali. Menashe means to forget, to detach from. Hashem has caused me to be removed from all of my difficulties. That's why Yosef named Menashe Menashe. V'hainu lahashtech me'alav ha'chomrius v'apachisos. V'hi b'dug mas Shamor. So Menashe is the Bechina, is an expression of Shamor. V'Ephraim al shem hifrani elokim be'eretz on yi. Shehu tosefes tova v'kedusha u'bracha v'hu l'um ha'zachar. Ephraim, a lashon of being fruitful, is a person being osek in asei tova, tosefes tova and kedusha and bracha. So says Yosef, who comes first, Menashe or Ephraim? Menashe comes first. The same way that when we enter Shabbos, Shamur, and then Zachar. Friday night, I shut off my car, right? I refrain from halacha, and then as Shabbos moves forward, I tap into the kedusha of Shabbos. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Tekatsho. And that seems to be correct. Menashe is the Bechor. It seems correct on every level. So what was Yaakov's svar? That's what we have to try to understand, because that's what we live by. Al kein rotza Yosef shemenashi is barach mikodem. Kaseder haShabbos. The brishon of hashlichem yatzma pechisus. First, we get rid of the lowliness of the week. Va'acher kach yechol lekabel tosefes kedusha. You can't just decide all of a sudden, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. You have to first. There has to be a shmira. Sor meira, ba'asei tov, kipshuto. V'Yaakov mi'in b'zev. Yaakov had a chiddush, and here's the chiddush. Here's the chiddush for us Jews, mikvus of the Mashiach. Yaakov's chiddush is no. Yosef, while your way might be the ideal, it's not always going to work that way. It can't work that way. Because if we're going to have to first let go of our lo sases before we start getting involved in mitzvah sasei, the lo sases are going to be too great. The challenges are going to be too great to put down my avodah zarah. So you'll say, well, still, how does it help? You're tovel b'sheretz b'yada. You go to the mikvah and you're holding on to the source of tumah. How does that work? It doesn't work. The chiddush of Yaakov Avinu is, it can work. And here's how it can work. Ki'i efshar, Yaakov mi'in b'zeh. Ki'i efshar she'espashayin ha'odam yolam hazeh m'chum riuso, raka yidei kedushas Shabbos. If I want to detach from the world, it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be enough. After a week of being sunken in it, it's not going to be enough to shut off my phone, shut off my computer, get out of my car, stop going to work, leave the marketplace. It's not going to work like that. I'm still going to be left with basically nothing. The only way to really fix myself is to get to Kedusha Shabbos. Kedusha Shabbos can only come after Shamor. You need a Shamor, and then only afterwards can you come to a Zachar. So Yaakov Avinu had a chiddush. He said, we have to bring a little bit of Zachar into Friday night. Yeah? Turn Friday night into Shabbos. You have to take Shabbos by day and bring it in to Friday night. Look what he says here. Ki'efsha, where it's underlined. She espashed all of them. It's not possible to detach from Olam Hazem with Chumriyoso Rak Adikdusha Shabbos. I'm so sick from the work week, as we've said many times in the past, that Chol is Milashon Chola. I'm so sick from a week of Chol, of not having Shabbos, that the only thing that can heal me is the holiness of Shabbos itself. Not Sor Meira from the marketplace, but the Asei Tov of Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Yom of Shabbos. Sha'adam Margish Me'atzom B'Sikus HaKedusha, to experience the taste of the sweetness of Shabbos. If Shabbos is just going to be defense, it's not going to be Shabbos. Certainly not in our world today. V'al Karchach SheKedusha Zachor Mitchila Tekaf B'Layla V'Lakach Iker Kiddush B'Layla. Interesting. We call the Kiddush by day, the big Kiddush, right? Even though it's very small, all you really need to say is Bari Priya Gafen. The Iker Kiddush is the nighttime Kiddush. Why? The Pasuk says Zachar has Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Shouldn't the daytime Kiddush be the main Kiddush? The Kiddush of Yaakov Avinu is that we need to try to turn the night into day. We need to try to bring some of the Kedusha, the Mitzvah Saseh, into that world of Lo Saseh. Avshen Nilmon Mizachar Zachareyu Alayayin V'Zachar Midas Yom. Even though really the Iker Kiddush should be by day. Ach mishum de zachor maschu ksatz b'layla. But we say the big Kiddush at night because we're paskin like Yaakov Avinu. That if I want to really get to Shabbos, I can't, most of us. Again, there may be an ideal of Shamor and then Zachor. But Yaakov understood it's not going to work for everyone. It doesn't work like that. We need to taste the beautiful lashon here. We need to be margish ba'atzma mesikos hakadusha, to taste the sweetness, the positive light of Shabbos, if a person wants to what? Wants to be able to really be healed by the koach of Shabbos. Okay, this theme, Shem Yishmuel has in a few other places. He talks about it by the Sar La Hashem, Sar La Azazel, some of his writings by Yom Kippur. You don't have that in front of you. But I wanted to show you that this is, in some ways, a machlokas b'chol HaTorah Kula. That there's a machlokas that took place at our Sinai between Moshe and Klal Yisrael. Moshe being someone who wants Klal Yisrael to live maybe in an ideal fashion, and Klal Yisrael, to their credit, being very realistic about where they're holding. So look what Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, look how they respond. This is in Parshas Yisro on the Shem Bishmuel. Look what he writes on page 2. Va'ata, yeah, in the second column. Va'atim shamoa tishma'u bekoli, ushmartem brisi, va'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. If you want to be the segula mikol ha'am, you have to be shamor, you have to be people who are in control. Shmira, right? What do Klal Yisrael respond? Klal Yisrael respond a few psukim later, Vayanu kol ha'am yachtav, Vayomru kol asher diber Hashem nasa. Let's do things. Moshe says, no, that's not what I said. So we need to play defense first. You don't want to be on offense. Nasa, let's go do. This is the machlokas between Moshe and Klal Yisrael. V'yesh lahavin, says the Shem Yishmo, where it's underlined. De Moshe amar u'bikesh mehad shmiras habris. V'chol shamar u'belosa say u'sor mirah. Moshe says to them, you want to be am segula? Shmartem. Shmira. Shmiras habris. Now bris here is not talking about shmiras habris in the sense of controlling one's sexual desires, although he's going to mention that in a second. Shmiras habris meaning what? The fundamentals of what it means to be a Jew. Look what he says. V'cheinu b'mechilta. Dezeh bris Shabbos v'avodah zara. Shabbos and avodah zara. When you say to the average Jew, Shabbos and avodah zara, what comes to mind? Positive thoughts or negative thoughts? So unfortunately, we associate with the negative, right? Don't do malach on Shabbos. Don't worship avodah zara. But each one has a tzad hatov to it also. So Moshe is saying to them, we got to focus on defense. We need Shabbos. Shmiras Shabbos. We need avoiding avodah zara. Shemitzvah Shabbos is shmira mimilacha. She shev al tasa. Avodah zara is shev al tasa. It's defense. Vafilu l'man da'amar shezeh bris mila. And even if the bris that Moshe is being mechazik them in here is the Indian of the bris mila, is bris mila. What do you think about when you think about bris mila? You think it's more defense or more offense? It's machlok is Rambam and Ramban. Is the point of getting a bris mila defense? Am I removing the arla in order to decrease the pleasure that a person will get? Bishas tashmish, that's the Rambam. Or is Bismila trying to be ma'or tosefes kedusha? It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. What's the essence of mila? Is it more the positive, or it's more that we're trying to decrease taiva? So if you say that it's Bismila here, you can certainly make the case that again Bismila. Most people think of Bismila. It's about not doing the wrong thing. It's focusing on the negative. Bris Mila is also, one could argue, primarily about Sor Meira. Like the Baal HaMa'or says, that Mila, with regard to the sugyas of Mila B'Shabbos, in Perek HaBelazer de Mila, the Baal HaMa'or writes, Shu Malacha She'ina Tzricha L'Gufa, Ela Lidchos as a Psolas. Is Mila a positive form of Tikkun, or is it just removing something negative? Baal HaMa'or says, halachically, we view it more as the removal of something negative. And obviously we're not just talking about the act of Mila, we're talking about the attitude of Mila. Shmira, we think about Shmiras HaBris. Notar is the lashon of Shmira, guarding. Yeah? The Ilav Hachi, Gorim Chas V'Shalom L'Mshachas Arla, because if a person doesn't play defense, then, so to speak, the Arla comes back, in a sense. The Yisrael is Shivu Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Nasa. And yet, surprisingly, Klal Yisrael respond to all of this Losa, say, Shabbos, Bris Mila, Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael say, Moshe, you talking about Shmira? We say Nasa. Nasa, that's not the right response. Nasa means doing, it's positive. V'lo Yishivu Klal Amasher Darash Mehem B'Inyan Shev Al Tasa. Klal Yisrael didn't answer the question right. So it seems. So what was the chiddush that Klal Yisrael understood that their great leader, even their great leader Moshe Rabbeinu, couldn't understand? Go to the third column on the page. The paragraph that begins Ach, where some of the lines are underlined. Ach b'Yisrael she'eshivu kol asher dibur Hashem nasa yisbar al pi diber Ramban. Im te'iru v'im te'oru asa'ava at she'techpats. The Ramban has a vart, Kedushas Levi brings it as well, b'shem the Ramban. This Ramban is found in the Ramban's Amunu B'tachon. Ramban would say for Amunu B'tachon. I think it's a paragraph test. He has this vart. Im te'iruvim te'oruru, it's very chassidish vart. Kedush Levi brings it in a bunch of places. Im te'iruvim te'oruru, if you have his oros, as ha'ava at she'techpats. Make sure to attach those feelings as ha'ava at she'techpats. Attach it to a chayfetz. Attach it to an object. I always give the mashal. You go on a trip. Yeah? You go on a trip. And you want to remember the trip. The trip is so big. There's so many different experiences. How are you going to remember it by buying yourself a $2 shot glass that says, I went to Florida? And yet, when you look at that shot glass, all of the good feelings come back, right? The little tchotchke that you bought in the airport keeps you connected to that thing. So it's hard to hold on to the fullness of the hergish. So says the Ramban, based on the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Im te'iru v'im te'oru, there's a hisoris. As a'ava, what do you do with it? Atchetechbas, attach it to something. Give it some key, give it something permanent. Attach it to a chefetz, an object. Something practical that you can look at, that you can hold on to, that you can touch. Attach it to something. Do something with it. Don't just let it be, well, I went to this amazing shir and there was such a hisoris. Yeah, what did you do with it? What did I do with it? I went home and I let it dissipate like I do most of the time when I'm inspired. Attach it to something. Do something with it. And that's what Klai Yisrael said back to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe, if we're just going to play defense, if we're ever going to play defense, then it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work for us. Kol Asher Yidiber Hashem Nasa. Let's take the Dvar Hashem and do something with it. Let's increase the light. Let's increase the or. Let's increase the Asay Tov. Hainu Shakol Beina Asiyah Beina Yehudim Atovim Hakol Naniach Basiyah. Let's turn the things that are of Shamor, let's focus on the... There's a positive aspect to Shabbos. There's a positive aspect to Bris Milah. Let's focus on the positive side of things. All right, not only what I can't do, but what by refraining what I can do. V'zeh ariboy betevas kol asher diber. Afilu ha-yehudim ha-tovim v'dargin ilan ha-kol naslam kelim al-yidei asiyah. They said to Moshe, kol asher diber. We're not ignoring you, Moshe, and changing the plan. We're saying that we can accomplish kol asher diber. We can accomplish the shmira al-yidei asiyah. And this is the machlokas. How do you read the pasuk sur meirav ha-asei tov? That's today's sugya. Today's sugya from the Hashem Yishmol is sur meirav ha-asei tov. How do you read the pasuk? Pasuk pshat, sur meirav. First focus on lo sasei, focus on shmira, focus on defense, focus on laila. And then, asei tov, come to yom, come to zachar, come to kedusha. But the chiddush, the Hashem Yishmol, the chiddush of Yaakov Avinu, and we'll see this is how we have to paskin in our world today, is that, and Klai Yisrael already we're recognizing at Har Sinai, it's not going to work. If we're only going to play defense, at best, the game will end with a 0-0 tie. We have to go on offense. Let's score some goals. Let's score some points. And by the way, Moshe Rabbeinu, our chiddush is that sur meira al yedei asei tov. We're going to accomplish both. Through the asei tov, we're going to accomplish what? We're going to accomplish sur meira. It's not that we're just going to focus ava, 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 and we're going to do all sorts of averos. We're going to add so much light that we're going to drive away all the darkness. You'll see. There's going to be a tremendous amount of shmira that comes from our asiyah. V'chein, let's read the last few lines. We're underlined. V'chein b'inyan sur meira. Lo nistafik b'sur meira levad. Ela nasa b'hefech asiyah letov. Av sham avuka shi sur meira. Even though we agree with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Kol asher diber nasa. Kol asher diber. We're going to do everything you said. We're going to do it through nasa. V'komakam nasa lo kli ba'asei tov. We're going to make kalim for shmira through kedusha, through asei tov. We're going to go on the offense. I want to highlight this again in the context of Shabbos because that's where the Shem Yishmol started. Right? I mean, it's this machlokas Yaakov and Yosef, who to bless first, Menashe or Ephraim. But since the Shem Yishmol put it in the context of Shabbos, I want to read together a piece from the Chafetz Chaim, and you'll understand the zmiros of Shabbos in a new way. One of the most beautiful lines that comes alive once you hear this part from the Chafetz Chaim in the Zmiros of Shabbos. Kol mekadesh shvi karoy lo, kol shomer Shabbos kadas michal lo. Translated, kol mekadesh shvi karoy lo, one who's mekadesh the seventh day as is fitting for it. Kol shomer Shabbos kadat, one who keeps the halachos of Shabbos, michal lo, by refraining from chil. Says the Chafetz Chaim, we're talking about two very, very different Jews. And there's a big difference. Shabbos is very different if you're a Mekadesh Shvi Karoylo or if you're a Shomer Shabbos Kadas Mechalolo. Scharo Harbe Ma'od Alpi Pa'olo. Look what the Chafetz Chaim writes. He has a little sefer called the Beis Yisrael. He writes in the right-hand column by the arrow, in the third line. U'lechor Tzarech Lahavin Kefil Alashon. Doesn't it say the same thing twice? Mekadesh Shvi Karoy. Shomer Shabbos, Mechalolo, isn't it the same thing? V'yesh Levar, says the Chafetz Chaim, no it's not, it's two totally different Shabbos experiences. Kiddush HaShabbos Karoy, Kayal Osam Anashim Shemekachim Es HaShabbos Maaseyim V'Dibureyem U'machshu Oseyim V'ein Mesichim Daitim V'Kiddush HaShabbos. Some people come to Shabbos and they're excited about the Kiddush of Shabbos, the opportunity of Shabbos, the positive energy and oros of Shabbos. That's Mekadesh Shvi Karoy. That's what Shabbos is supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to look like. Unfortunately, Yeshnam Anashim, there are other people, not unfortunately. It's very halig. If a person is Shomer Shabbos, simply by refraining from Halacha, that's very good. right? But it's not going to be the same experience as the one who finds Kedushas Shabbos. There are those people who guard the Shabbos. Rak shalom lechalos abamaisa. I can show you 100 things I don't do on Shabbos. I'm a shomer Shabbos. Shmira. Aval einam samam alivam lakacho karoi bedibur machshava. Ve'em dekram shomrei Shabbos mechalala. I play defense on Shabbos. That's very good. But Avshalish name says the Chavetz Chaim in the top of the left column. Even though both of them have Schar Shmiras Shabbos, they both have Shabbos. Aval b'chol zos eino domas scharim zelizah. You can't even begin to compare. Schar harbe ma'od al pi palo. They're both going to get schar, but the schar of the one who's mekade Shabbos, the one who's poel on Shabbos, who does on Shabbos, who's active, who's aseh tov on Shabbos, who taps into kedusha Shabbos, is going to be a world of difference than the one who's just playing defense. And the Chavetz Chaim concludes the paragraph by saying, ki madregos madregos yesh. There are many different madregos. Even though both of them get a chelak in olam haba. Aval yesham shom madregos in olam haba. There's many madregos in the Shabbos experience. There's many madregos, and the schar that a person's going to get, depending on what his Shabbos looks like, is it a defensive Shabbos or it's an offensive? Right, it's an offensive aseh tov kedushas Shabbos. It's a yom. Zochas yom haShabbos lekadsho. There's a big difference in the way that a person's going to receive Shabbos in this world and bizocha to the yom shakula Shabbos lasid level. And we have to try to be people who are proactive. We're seeking Kedusha, who are Sur Meira al Yedei Aseh Tov. That is how we have to live in our world today. Now, I want to just be very clear. It is Bidiyavet. It's very Bidiyavet. The Lichadchila really is Sur Meira first, get it together, and then Aseh Tov. What's the Svara? And by the way, don't think Chassidus was the one that was Mechadish, right? Chassidus, meaning the world teaches Sur Meira and then Aseh Tov. Chassidus comes along and teaches what? Comes along as Mechadesh Sur Meira Al Yedei Aseh Tov. That's not true. The Arizal didn't learn it that way. And the Baal Shem Tov and the early Talmud of Baal Shem Tov did not learn it that way. Chassidus teaches no. Chassidus teaches Sur Meira and then Aseh Tov. But the later Doros realized, and again it's already Merumas in the sugya earlier, in Moshe versus Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov versus Yosef, right? It was clear from the later Tzaddikim. So meaning, I'm just trying to point out, you shouldn't think that Chassidus teaches, right, that we always just go straight to Aseh Tov to solve our problems. Early Talmud Baal Shem Tov didn't teach that way. The Shem Yishmuel came along, it was Mechadish. Our Rebbe, take a look at this picture. Our Rebbe came along, it was Mechadish, and he read it back into the story of Yaakov and Yosef. In Ger, by the Chiddush Shirim, this is a big Inyan. Rav Aaron of Karlin has this Inyan. He has it in Yiddish, so I didn't put it in the packet. He has it in half a line in Yiddish, in the Likutim. Right? But there are Tzaddikim in later generations who realize that for us to survive, if we're going to play defense, at best we're going to end up in our Melchama Sayetzer with a 0-0 tie. Because there's so much defense to play. So we have to take a risk. We have to try to go for a goal. We have to try to sneak onto the offense sometimes. And that's why these later tzaddikim are all megal to us this sod. What's the svara though? What's the svara that it shouldn't be this way? The svara is very obvious. The svara that it shouldn't be this way is very obvious. Turn to page 4. The Be'er Heitev brings lahalacha. The Be'er Heitev was written as a sefer halacha. He writes in Hilchos Tanius and Tafkuf Ayin Aleph by the arrow. Vida. Shekol ha-maisim, where it's underlined. Shekol ha-maisim sha'adam osem. Vitorish shalomid be'odo rasha. What's the svara that I have to clean up my act before I do mitzvos and maisim tovim? I have to do defense before I do offense. Says the variative, pasha. And again, this is found in the Arizal, and the Baal Shem Tov, and the Zerach Kodesh, and so many tzaddikim throughout the generations. Held this way. The Gra has this barichos in his svara. That all the maisim that a person does, the Torah that he learns, the mitzvos that he does, when he's still a rasha, so what are you doing? What's Torah? The Gra's lashon, the Gra gives the mashal. He has in several places, the Gra says, Torah in Mayim el Torah. What are you? You're full of weeds. What happens if you pour water on weeds before plucking the weeds out of your garden? The weeds continue to grow. You're watering weeds. So says the Be'er Heitev, the learning that you do when you're still a Rasha, Bavonoseinu Arabim, Mosif Koach Beklipos. If you're a bad guy, and you pour Torah on it, so it creates a reboy of bad. It's true for Midos, it's true for Maisim. Now, one other idea that I want to share with you, which is outside, it's not in the packet, but it's important, and I want to just mention it. You find this actually, the Satmar Rebbe brings this in his Vayol Moshe. He brings it B'Shem the B'nai Yisachar. you don't have to work so hard to fix this. If we believe in the koach of tshuva, even if I did a lot of avera, let's say yesterday I did a lot of avera, so I feel like, okay, today I'm not allowed to be osek and ase tov, because I'm just going to be watering my averas from yesterday. So the Sama Rebbe brings b'shem the b'nei Yisachar, that, like we find by Pesach, yeah, the me'ikar adin, in order to be mevatel the chometz, to be mevatel the yetzer hara in our life, what do we need to do? Me'ikar adin, a person can be mevatel it with what? With machshava, with dibur, you don't have to do anything. Right? In order to make the chometz not mine, I can declare it hefker, it's not mine. So the same thing is true in tshuva. And the tzaddikim will encourage us that before we start davening in the morning, we should do tshuva for a second. For a second. Just a second. To have a hearer tshuva. And then I'm eligible to do all the asei tov in the world. The same way that I can be mevatel the chametz in my possession, right? With a simple movement of the heart. Or an expression of the lips. I don't have to actually remove the chametz per se. I don't have to actually clean it all up. But bintel ba'al masagi, whatever that means in that, so you get the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, right? That should really be enough. So too, in this sugya, you can use that technique also. I can start just being mevatel, all my averos that are mine, I have nothing to do with it, tshuva, Hashem, I have charata, I'm never going to do it again, and then I'm eligible to go weiter. But again, the basic svar that we find in the svar, and I'm just giving you one example here in the Ber Heitiv, is that what? Is that if I don't clean up first, I'm feeding the klipa. I'm giving energy to the sitra achra. By feeding it mitzvos and maisim tov. Yeah, Rav Jojo, what do you want to say?
I always thought when you do mitzvahs, you do the opposite of that, but you write deeds.
It depends.
Doesn't it say in the condition that, like, when, like, the five ways, one of the five ways to be deeds are is by bringing it to the base measure?
For sure.
So, this is sort of saying, I feel like this is saying the opposite of that.
Okay, but we hear the svar here. We hear a little bit the svar. If not, you never met a person who you felt was like, you know, the Gemara says in Yoma, Torah can be a Sama Chaim or a Sama Misa. Torah can be poison, or Torah can be the greatest medicine. But it depends on the person. Right? If a person is not a refined person, and I'm talking in terms of Midos, let's say, Ben Adam Chavero, the Torah that he learns just makes him worse. He becomes a more... So you're right, of course we use Torah is the medicine that we fight the Yitzhar. Brasi Yitzhar, Brasi Torah Tavlin. We fight the Yitzhar with Torah. But at the same time, there is a certain svara that if I'm not, there's a concept, and I should talk about it more. I should really talk about it more. I think Rebbeim in general should talk about it more. There's a concept of a Talmud Hagun. The concept of Talmud Hagun. There are prerequisites for stepping into the classroom. A Talmud has to be roy lakach. It's not just that anyone can show up. There's the prerequisites by which a Rebbe has to come to shiur in a certain way. A Talmud has to come to shiur in a certain way. And a Talmud who's not Hagun, there's a concept that he's not welcome. That he's not yet fit. It's not automatic. What do you mean? I need Torah. If I'm messed up, I need Torah to fix me. Yeah, there's a prerequisite. There's a derech eretz kondel Torah. Again, I'm talking just in Ben Adam L'Chavero. So there is this mushel that the Gra is giving us of watering weeds, where the Ber Teitiv is saying here, you're giving over positive kochos to your world of klipa. We can understand. So you're right. We have to figure out how we work through these different shitas. On the one hand, Torah is the weapon. On the other hand, I have no right to really touch the Torah until I make myself roy lakach. Yeah.
What do we suggest someone does that?
Okay, so we're going to paskin. So this is what our Rebbe, Hashem Yishmiel, is coming to help us with. He's coming to save the day. He's saying, Yaakov Avinu looked into the future and said, Yosef, your way is ideal. And by the way, I agree to your way. You know, I told the Sakachar Rebbe, by the way, so I mentioned in parentheses, it was the schos to meet the current Sakachar the other day. I told him, he mentioned, he said, he was a tzaddik, his name was Rav Shmuel Zalachaver. I said, Shmuel Zalchar, I said, Rebbe, there's two pictures in our classroom, in our shiur room. I said, we have a picture of the Shem Yishmuel, and I said, we have a picture of Shmuel Zalchar. He was very nostalgic. He was very, like, excited about that. He's like, what do you mean? Your room? What do you mean? So I had to explain to him, like, how there's different, like, rooms and why you... He, like, didn't really have how YU works, exactly. Shockingly.
I don't really know.
We're all trying to figure it out. We're all trying to figure it out together. But Yaakov Avinu agrees. I want to just point out, Yaakov agrees that there's a lechachila track. Yaakov says to Yosef, of course I know that Menashe should come before Ephraim. Klal Yisrael can't handle that track. It doesn't work. It will not work. Like Chiddush HaRim writes by Yom Kippur, if you play in the mud, you're going to get dirty. Your averus are mud. You can't clean yourself when you're still sitting in the mud. It's just going to make more of a mess. So leave your averus aside and just start doing mitzvos. Just get involved in Aseh Tov. That's halacha l'maisa. If you walk out of shir today with any confusion, then I want to apologize, because I'm trying to be very clear. Halacha l'maisa for our generation is not like the Bereit that we just read. Halacha l'maisa for our generation is just do good things. Like Moshe, like Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, we're going to be able to guard ourselves from bad things by getting involved in good things. Shmira. How about the Lashon on the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurei Biyah? The Rambam at the end of Yisurei Biyah. A person only has Machshavos Taiva. He has thoughts, lewd thoughts of Arayos, if he's devoid from Torah. Okay, so get involved in Torah, and then you won't have time for these types of Averus. You won't have time, you won't have a Yitzhar for these things. Just get involved with a lot of good things, yeah.
You make a chilek in the Surmei Rav between Bin Al-Khabir and Bin Al-Makam?
Could be.
Isn't like it's one thing like to like if you're doing being the mucking things,
right.
Go ahead and learn it out, get rid of it.
Right. So you're saying that's that. Okay. So maybe that's the derech eretz kabbalah to Torah. If you're saying you have to first.
I'm saying with mido sometimes you'll learn and you'll become more like gavdik, as opposed to like.
Right. As opposed to okay. Could be. It could be. The Brisker Rav famously said in answer to the question, why don't you find mido so much in the Torah? Right, many of the midos are not mitzvos of the Torah. The Rish Kirov said, because Hashem gave the Torah to people. Hashem gave the Torah to a ben adam. So a prerequisite. I don't have to write in the Torah, be a mensch. That's a prerequisite to Torah. Torah is given to human beings. If you can't act like a human being, I don't have to write that for you in the Torah. You should be able to figure that out. That's the derech eretz kabbalah of the Torah. The Rish Kirov said it in a very strong way. That to be an adam is a prerequisite for Torah. I don't have to write it in the Torah. Yeah.
I remember there's a... kind of a contradiction of idea is that right, there is this concept of Derech Eretz Kavanah Torah, that you need to have good midos and you need to act properly before you learn Torah.
Right.
But also, so many Sfarim bring down, the Chai Adam says specifically that the reason we have Torah is to teach us how to
right.
Act.
Okay.
So which comes first? So it's understood that it's a cycle.
Okay. Yeah, of course. No, Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. And Torah's leads to Yira, so which is first? Do I have to Yira Shem before I come to Torah, or I get Yira Shem through Torah? I have Midos before I come to Torah, I get my Midos through Torah. Okay, so they're both true. And that's what Jojo was pointing out also. There's truth to both. Eilu ve'eilu. There's no question Eilu ve'eilu. But Yaakov Inu agrees, L'chadchila, with Yosef. Just very quickly, on page 5, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kajug Lover. Shem Yimkom Damo. If you don't know who he is, go to the 5A in the library and look at his picture. Step out of the elevator and look at his picture on the wall. It's right there. It's a big picture. Of Aryeh Tzvi Fromer, his family, although it doesn't say Aryeh Tzvi there, it's a Tzvi Hirsch Fromer. There's a picture. His family donated, helped pay for the library. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Chachmei Lublin. He was killed by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam. He was a very big person. So the Eretz Tzvi writes in Parshas Truma, he says that Yaakov was tikkun in Tfilas Arvis. I'll say it outside because I want to make sure we get through everything. Yaakov was metakin in Tfilas Arvis. Yaakov was the one who said, put my hand on top of Ephraim. What do we say night represents? Night is Shmira. Night is Shomer. Yaakov was metakin in Tfilas Arvis? Isn't this a contradiction to what we've been learning? Why was Yaakov metakin in Tfilas Arvis? And he quotes the Maharal in the Or Chadash, that we have nighttime tefillah and we have daytime tefillah. Nighttime tefillah is the Sur Meirah. Daytime tefillah is Aseh Tov. So Yaakov was metakin tefillas arvis? The answer is yes. Yaakov says, Yosef, for tzaddikim like ourselves, of course Sur Meirah comes first. The chiddush of Yaakov crossing his hands is that he's looking at children who grew up in Mitzrayim. He's looking at Ephraim and Menashe. He's looking at children who grew up in Erevas Haaretz. Ephraim and Menashe were big tzaddikim. But Yaakov said, the way that you and I live, Yosef, is not the way that our children are going to live. The way that Maariv comes first, and Yaakov Dafka was the one who was Mechadish Maariv, says the Eretz Tzvi, Sur Meirah first, but Yaakov Yaakov was a realistic person. He said, not for Ephraim and Menashe, it's not Menashe before Ephraim, not in the world, they didn't grow up in the world that we grew up in. They need to be told, Ephraim comes before Menashe, that Aseh Tov comes first. In Lamaisa, that's how we operate. How do I know halacha l'maitzah that that's how we operate? Where do I look? Where do I find the halacha on this? I look to Chanukah. How do you know you look to Chanukah? We look to Chanukah because if I have to pick one mitzvah that's most shayach to us of the 613 mitzvahs d'oraisa and the 7 mitzvahs d'rabbanan, the last mitzvah, the last Yom Tov, the thing that carries us to Mashiach, the Yom Tov we just finished, is Chanukah. That's the last mitzvah. How do we paskin in the last mitzvah? You remember the piece we learned from the Skol Yerebbe, the Tzemach David? He quoted the Gemara with Bava Basra, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were on a boat, and Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping, and Rabbi Yeshua was awake. Right? And then Rabbi Yeshua trembled, and Rabbi Eliezer woke up, and he said, what happened? He said, I saw a light. And Rabbi Yeshua is a base Hillelnik, and Rabbi Eliezer is a base Shammai. Yeah? That whole sugya, and what was the punchline of that sugya? How do we paskin? Hadlako is a mitzvah, or hanacho is a mitzvah? Do we paskin hanacho is a mitzvah, defense, beis shamay? Do we paskin hadlako is a mitzvah, offense, mosif aholim, like Shimmy said, beis hillel? We paskin hadlako is a mitzvah. We paskin like beis hillel, mosif aholim. So the whole sugya of Chanukah, halacha lemaisa, which is our mitzvah for our door, for the ikvah of the Mashiach, we paskin aseh tov, mosif aholim. Just do mitzvos. That's the only way you're going to save yourself. There's too much defense to play. If you're going to play defense, you'll never get to Aseh Tov. It can't be. Sor Meira v'Aseh Tov is if I can Sor Meira, and then I can get to Aseh Tov. In our world, if you start with Sor Meira, you will never get to Aseh Tov. There will always be things that you're working on the Shmira side, and you'll never get to Aseh Tov. We've mentioned a few times, Hashem Klingberg. Who's Hashem Klingberg? I dafka put him in because I want his name to get stuck in your head. Rav Shem Klingberg, the Ole Shem. Yeah, he was a big tzaddik. I just mentioned him earlier this week. He was a big tzaddik who the Nazis also took away from us. We lost much of his writings. A little bit we have. So he has by Chanukah, he quotes from the Sar Shalom of Bells, a whole discussion about this. And again, like many have the Mahalik, we paskin like Beis Hillel, we paskin Mosif Aholech, and that's Halacha L'Maisa. And Sar Shalom of Bells, by Bells also, this is the Mahalech, Aseh Tov. But he adds a nice little nekuda that I didn't find in other Sfarim, in the last paragraph on page 6, in the right-hand column. Uvezeh yesh lefarish, Eile toldos Yaakov, Yosef. Eile toldos Yaakov, Yosef. Look how he reads it. Kol makom shenemar Eile, posel es harishonim. What's the difference between Eile versus Ve'Eile? We have a klal in Chazal. What's the difference between Eile and Ve'Eile? Ve'ela is what? Is a hamshach. Is a continuation. It's moisif. Ela comes to do what? Ela means posel. Comes to cut off from that which came before. Give me an example in the Torah. Give me an example that we can explain, that makes sense. In the Netziv Sakdama, in the Netziv Sakdama, to Shmos, yeah? He points out that the Bahag refers to Sefer Shmos as what? By the very clever name. He doesn't call it Shmos. What does the Bahag call it? Sefer Sheni. Great name for the book. It's clever, no? It captures the theme of the book. Book 2. Yeah? So the Tziv says, yes. And Tziv writes in Hamak Dover, yes. That's exactly what it is. Shmos goes hand in hand with Bereshis. That's why I had a Sefer Shmos to begin. What are the opening two words of Sefer Shmos? Ve'ela Shmos. Moisif. It's a hemshech. Not Eila. What about Devarim? How does Devarim relate to the other four books of the Torah? It's a hemshech. Devarim is very different. Notice even the fact that Bereishis starts with the Beis, when you get to Devarim, you're back to Aleph all of a sudden. It starts off Eila HaDvarim. Right? Devarim begins with Eila. Eila, not Ve'ela. Eila. Why? The Gemara says in Megillah that Moshe Mipiatzma, Moshe was somewhat, whatever that means, in a deep way, was writing it on his own. It's different than the other four books of the Torah. It's Mishnah Torah. It operates differently. It has its own klalim, its own rules. The psukim of Devarim. Okay? So that's Eila versus Ve'ela. That's probably the best and easiest example too, is that Shmos is a hemshech of Bereishis, and Dafka Devarim starts on Eila, not Ve'ela, because it's a different thing. So says the Ole Shem, beautiful. Eila told us Yaakov Yosef. Eila. Eila means what? Eila means I want to what? I want to passel that which came before. So I did a veros. And I created toldos. I created all sorts of malachei chavala. I created a big mess. I created a big mess with my veros. A lot of weeds are growing in my garden. Eila toldos Yaakov. But I wanted Eila toldos Yaakov. The toldos of Yaakov, the things that Klal Yisrael created, Eila, I want to be done with them. So how do I do that? Eila toldos Yaakov. How do I clean up my mess? What's the next word? Yosef. Eila told us, Yaakov, I passel that which came before. Yosef. I don't worry about what came before. I just go weiter. I just move forward. Eila posel as harishonim. Vayinu mi shirot to last was tshuva. Ulifs las hamaisim harishonim. Ha'etzahu? Yosef. She Yosef maisim tovim v'kedusha v'tara u'memela yifsol es harishonim. This whole sugya is, again, exactly what the Shem Yishmael is telling us. The crossing of the hands of Yaakov is this sugya, is Ephraim versus Menashe. The earlier generations where Menashe comes first, but Yaakov's foresight to realize that in the later generations, it's definitely going to be Ephraim before Menashe. Okay, I'm going to skip the Divrei Cheskel for now, but you'll take a look on page 7 and 8, the Shin of a Rebbe, the son of the Divrei Chaim, where he says it even more clearly. He says this whole sugya even more clearly than the Shem Yishmael says. Shem Yishmael is couching it in terms of our relationship with Shabbos. But again, the Divrei Cheskel very famously explains that this was the machlokes between Yaakov and Yosef. Okay, let's go to page 9 for a second and just try to understand a little more Yosef's position, and then we'll talk very, very derech avodah. We'll get to page 10, which I said is when I'm gonna let loose a little bit, because I want you to believe this. We're talking halacha l'maisa. Chanukah is the halacha that we draw on the ikvus of the Mashiach. The halacha in Chanukah is beis hillel mosif aholich. Yaakov Avinu says, "I know I was metakin marav. I know I created sur mirav before asay tov." But I'm looking at the children. I'm looking at Ephraim and I'm looking at the later generations. How are the children going to survive? It has to be Ephraim before Menashe. And we have to recognize that reality. But let's just try to understand for one more second Yosef's position. Why did Yosef see things the way that he saw things? Because Yosef was an idealist. Yosef saw the world in an ideal fashion. And Yaakov understood that. Yaakov was holding by where Yosef was holding. You know, we call Yosef a tzaddik. Yeah, Yaakov was also a tzaddik. Yosef was a hemshech of Yaakov. Eilat told us Yaakov, Yosef. Yosef is just a miniature version of his father Yaakov. Says the Imrei Emes by Chanukah, Tafresh Sadi Dalid. Tafresh Sadi Dalid. What year is that? Tafresh Sadi Dalid. Tafresh Sadi Dalid. 1934. Says the Imrei Emes, the third Ger Rebbe. He says, it's found in the writings of the Sfas Emes, my father, in the name of his grandfather, the first Ger Rebbe of the Chiddush Arim. Shebi Yosef Ksiv, and again, we know, but the Imrei Emes is about to tell us, we already know, but I put this in because I want you to see his lashon, so please look inside. The lashon here is very strong. Yosef, it says by Yosef, he's Nazir Echav. What does it mean he's Nazir Echav? He's a Nazir. A Nazir is mufrash. A Nazir is living on a very elevated plane. Right? He's detached. He's detached from this world. Vayakadosh. Va'ovid Hashem v'nisrome me'olam hazel lagamri. Yosef is a tzaddik. He's lamala. He conquered. He beat Eishes Potiphar. None of us would have beat Eishes Potiphar. I hate to say it. But he beat her. He won. He was a tzaddik. V'lachein, Yosef wanted to continue in that way. Hikdim Menashe, Shu'al Shem, Ki Nashani Elokim Es Kol Amali, Ves Kol Beis Avi, Hainu L'Shoach Kol Inyan Olam Hazah. Menashe can come before Ephraim, says Yosef. It's possible to leave Olam Hazah behind. Aval Yaakov Havin Lehefech. Look where it's underlined. Yaakov says, Nain, it's not true. It's Pashut, not true. For you it was true, for me it was true. For the next generation, it's not true. These kids grew up in Mitzrayim. It's not true. Shaklal Yisrael lo yochol yos kach. For Klal Yisrael. That's why when Moshe and Klal Yisrael were arguing about this, Moshe says, Shmir Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael say, Nasa, Nasa, Nasa. If you don't let us do mitzvahs, Moshe, we're never going to get there. We have to go on the offense. V'hikdim Ephraim shu'al shem ki Ephraini elkim be'eretz oni. Hainu gam kishe'inam nikiyam legamra. That even when I'm be'eretz on ye, even when I'm in a broken state, I have to believe that I can be an Ephraim. That I have a right to serve a Kodesh Baruch. And Yaakov understood, Sheklal Yisrael lo yachol liyoskach. For the masses, it can't be. Yosef's way is Nazir Echav. It's for a king. It's for a tzaddik. But it's not for the average. It's not for the average bear. Okay, let's turn to page 10. I told you, Chiddush Arim has this all over the place. This is a big theme in the Chiddush Arim. Dafka by Polish Hasidim, this whole Tekufa, Shemi Shmuel, Sfasemes, Chazu Sherin, a lot of these types of Svarim from that time period talk about this and are Machadish in this Mahalach, that Asei Tov has to come first. But I found just this year in the Chazu Sherim and Vayeshev, he has a lashon here that I want to just be medayik in a little bit. Yeah, Yosef's a tzaddik. Yosef's a tzaddik. And yeah, Yosef's playing with his hair. Right? Look, as I'll say, he's mesalsel b'saro. What's the pshat? Says the Chiddush Arim, about six lines in. Umi pesi v'yamin al Yosef shayet tzaddik yisod holam shasam maisa naros keela. Yosef the tzaddik, the one who is a nizir echav, who was so elevated and had conquered his guf and had conquered olam hazeh. It was a melech in Mitzrayim. He dominated Mitzrayim. Yeah, how many years was Yosef a melech in Mitzrayim? How many years? What did you say?
34, 6, 8.
Yosef died in Mitzrayim. I mean, from the time that Yosef became Mishneh Lamelech, quasi Melech in Mitzrayim, until his death was how many years? There's a Svarno in Chumash that says it before. 80 years. 80 years. From 30 to 110. From the age of 30 to 110, Yosef was a Melech in Mitzrayim. You know what that means? Svarno says it b'mefurash. But you know what it means? In Pnimius, you know what it means? I realized a couple years ago. Why was Yosef a Melech in Mitzrayim for 80 years? It's very gevaldik. We mentioned it yesterday in Sichas Aran. What's 80? Who remembers what 80 is? Lecha Hashem, Agdula, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. Ki kol b'shamayim v'aret. What's ki kol b'shamayim v'aret? It's Yisod, right? Yisod. In the Sfiros. Gedula is Chesed. The other ones all are the name that we're used to. Gvura. Yeah. Tiferes, Netzach, Hod. Ki kol b'shamayim v'aret is a code for Yisod. Lecha Hashem, Hamam lecha is Malchus. So what is Yisod? Yisod, which is the midah of Yosef at Tzadik, right? Of the seven Ushbizim, the sixth guest, is Yosef at Tzadik, is Yisod. Kikol is Gematria Yisod, we said, right? That's why that's the code. Kikol b'shamayim v'aretz, to be able to bring heaven down to earth, is what Yisod does. Kikol is b'gematria Yisod. Yisod is Gematria 80. Kikol is Gematria 80. Yosef was a melech in Mitzrayim for 80 years. It's very precise. Why was Yosef a melech in Mitzrayim for 80 years? What does that mean? It means that the Yosef HaTzadik, the Indian of Yisod, was dominant, right? He was a chibur of Yisod and Malchus in Mitzrayim. That's awesome. Yisrayim is Erev HaSa'aretz. Mitzrayim is Erev HaSa'aretz. It's the place where Yisod is supposed to fall apart, where Shmir Sabris becomes a major issue because it's a very lewd land. And Yosef was dominant. He was a melech in Mitzrayim for 80 years. That means he had complete control of Yisod in Mitzrayim. That's a big chiddush. That's Nazir Echav. So now Yosef HaTzadik is playing around with his hair. He's looking in the mirror and he's making himself look nice so that the girls will chase after him more. He just fought off the bear, the Medrash calls her. Ashes Potiphar was called the bear. He fought off a bear. Yeah? And she was working on it for a long time. And now he's playing with his hair. Says Chazus Shrim, you'd be a fool to think Yosef was just playing with his hair. So what's the pshat he was playing with his hair? Chaver, listen carefully. Chazus Shrim writes by the arrow. Ulama inyan hu masha adam shomer es atzom in yitzahara vidocho so nikra maisa naros. When a person is fighting off the yitzahara, the Chiddush Arim says it's a maisa naros. It's childish. What does it mean it's childish? What's hair? What do we say about hair? You ever notice that a lot of Hasidim don't have a lot of hair except for payas? What's hair? Hair's bad. Hair's dinim. Hair's gvuros. Yeah? Hair's a bad thing. We don't like hair. A nazir grows his hair. Nazir has a lot of hair. You know why? Because a nazir's whole inyan is what? I'm gonna work on sur mira. I'm gonna put myself in a hairy situation, I'm gonna keep being misgabro. Yeah? So Yosef's playing with hair means that what? That Yosef at Tzadik, his whole world is sur mira. He's very caught up in what? In the shmira aspect of things. Menashe comes before Ephraim. Yeah? But it's a maisa naris. It's childish. In what sense is it childish? It's childish in that it's overly simplistic to think that what? That I'm going to be able to be completely in control of my yitzhara. Even the tzaddik, the pasuk says, Ein tzaddik ba'aretz, asher yasa tov, v'lo yachta. What did I say I was going to go off on over here? This is like Naris, right? It's a childish attitude in Yiddishkeit to think. Again, there were tzaddikim. Yeah, for Yaakov and Yosef, it wasn't childish. We're saying it's childish for us. It's wrong for us to imagine, I'm going to wait for the perfect environment to start doing Aseh Tov. That's kulo yetzer hara when we say that to ourselves. I don't deserve to daven after that avera that I did. Or how can I learn if I'm involved in this negative behavior? That's all excuses and it's all yetzer hara. And when a person gets into like a certain Shana Aleph mentality, that I have to have the perfect surah, right? I need to have the perfect things. I have to make sure that everything is just right. That if there's anyone who like is a little bit, you know, not shamur, so I can't like be around them. I need everything needs to be just perfect so that my Torah can be b'kedusha v'tara. It's ma'isa naris. That's not the tachlis. Hashem didn't put us in this world to play defense the whole time. To spend my whole life running from the world. And by the way, it's not going to work. It's simply not going to work. You're going to get caught up in it. Yosef Atzadik was able to spend his whole life playing with his hair. But if we're gonna wait around, I want it to be just right, I need to be worthy of it, and we're making it to big grace of Madrigos, you know? As if I'm not gonna mess up. You're gonna mess up. So how do I deal with those messing up, right? How do I do? So I make myself, I'm not worthy to daven with the minion anymore. I'm not worthy to put on my tefillin. I have no right to come to base Madrigos because of my averos. That's narishkeit. That's silliness, and it's totally not the fear of Madrega. It's totally not the fear of Madrega. So says the Chiddush Erim, look what he says here. He says, if a person is shomer atzmo yitzhara v'docho, so you spend your whole life chasing away the yitzhara, guess what? You missed out on life itself. You mamish missed out on life itself. That's maisa naris. It's childish. That's not the tachlis. Hashem didn't put us here to run away from the world. Why would Hashem throw us into this world just to run away from it? U'beprat etzal tzadik kmo Yosef. For someone like Yosef, right? The fact, on a very small level, I'm being very careful here, on a very, very small level, for Yosef to have been so involved in the world of Shomer, Yosef, you beat Eishes Potiphar, go weiter! Become the spokesman for Aseh Tov, you're still putting Menashe before Ephraim. Yosef, get past that, let's focus on positive. Let's focus on increasing the light in the world. Ki ikr, look what he writes, where it's double underline. Ki ikr avodas ha'adam hu lios davuk betov, period. Hashem put you in this world to connect them positively. Not to spend your whole life being afraid. Spend your whole life, I can't lift up my head lest I see something that's inappropriate. When you walk around with your eyes closed, you're still going to get ruined. I think I mentioned once that Alshech, that scary Alshech in Parshas Noach. If I didn't mention it, I meant to mention it the other week. The Alshech in Parshas Noach says, why did Shem and Yefes walk backwards to cover over Noach when he was naked? Why couldn't they just walk towards Noach with their eyes closed? Why did he walk backwards? So the Alshech says, because even if you close your eyes, if you come face to face with Erva, even if you don't look, it impacts your Tzelem Elokim. Yeah? So you're going to be driving on the highway, there's going to be a billboard on the side of the road with a pretty girl in it, not dressed exactly in accordance with Beis Yaakov standards, you know? They didn't give her that ruler to measure her skirt length. Yeah? So you're driving with your eyes closed, thinking, look, now I won, right? Hoping that you don't crash the car. But now I won. I guarded myself. Says the Alshech, no you didn't, your Tzelem Elokim was still damaged because you came face to face with that billboard. So too bad. So if you're going to spend your whole life playing defense, it's narishkeit. You're not going to win.
Just
focus on the road. Just keep driving. Focus on the road. Get where you're going to. Exactly. Ikar avodas ha'adam to be davuk b'tov. Don't spend your whole life playing in the mud. Don't spend your whole life fixing your hair, fixing your din and gvura, your mistakes. Just get involved in Aseh Tov. U'memela ein ha'yitzahara yachol lavoilav. Vayeshev Yaakov. What does Vayeshev Yaakov mean? Says the Chiddush Erim. Kemo bekelev. Those of us who learned about dogs yesterday. Just like a dog. Kisha adam yoshev holich lo kelev imenu. When a person sits down and says, I'm not taking you for a walk now, dog. Go walk yourself. The dog walks away. The dog goes on its own. So when Yaakov says, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for all these kalbin dechatzifin, like we say by Shalosh Shuras. I don't have time for this. I don't have time to be busy with dogs and negativity. I'm sitting down to learn. Vayeshev Yaakov. Time to set up shop. And then the dog walks away on its own. The dog walks away on its own. He's quoting a medrash here explaining how Yaakov was able to defeat, again, the negativity by focusing on the positive. Don't spend your whole life playing with your hair. Don't spend your whole life playing with your averos. Just do mitzvahs. Says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef on page 11. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos tells us, Al tomar l'kashefna eshna shem aloti pana. Don't say, Pashtu Psha, when I have time, then I'll learn. because maybe he'll never have time. Yeah? Tolos Yaakov Yosef reads it a little bit different. The first work of Chassidus ever written. Tolos Yaakov Yosef says, you know what it means? Don't say, where it's underlined, Kishe efne mimachshavo zaros, eshna seder limudi. When I can clear my mind and stop having lewd thoughts, machshavo zaros, foreign ideas, when I can get all the foreign ideas out of my head, then I'll sit and learn. Al tomer le kishe efne eshna. Don't say when I clear my mind of anything negative, then eshna, then I'll learn. Again, Pashup Shad is don't say when I have free time, I'll learn. He's saying a little different. Don't say, when I clear my mind, when I feel roy lakach, then I'll come to base medrash. Shema lo tipana. Shema lo tipana means what? Because maybe you'll never clear your mind. Maybe you're meant to be like the Tanya says, all of us, or very likely all of us are what? Beinonim. Who have to spend their entire life fighting. Don't think you're ever going to conquer it. You're not going to conquer it. You're not going to conquer it. You're going to spend your whole life fighting. So if I spend my whole life waiting out for the right moment, when I have a clear mind to daven, how can I daven Shmona Esrei? I know the thoughts that enter my mind in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Al tomer l'kishe efne esha. Don't say when it's panoi, when it's clean, when it's clear. Then I'll learn. Why? Because Shema lo tipana. Maybe it will never be clear. And as Rabbi Meir Goldwich often says in these types of things, when Chazal say Shema here, they mean Vadai. Right? Chazal is just being nice. Maybe you won't get there. Yeah, Rabbi Meir Goldwich always says, Shema is Begematria, definitely. That's what he says. Yeah, you're not going to get there. Shema lo tipana, Chazal is being generous. Maybe you'll never get there. Yeah? So let's talk tachlis. You're not going to get there. Your mind's never going to be clear enough to daven if you wait for the right moment. You're never going to be worthy enough to come to Beis Medrash to learn. So just do it. Just do it. Increase the or. Increase the or in your life and automatically you'll drive away a lot of darkness. I want to just be messiah with exactly that point. And that is, many of us have heard, and we probably assume that the Baal HaTanya was the first one to come up with this idea. This idea that a little bit of light drives away a lot of darkness. The Baal HaTanya spoke about it a lot. That a little bit of light can drive away a lot of darkness. Yeah? You turn on a little light bulb in a room and it drives away so much darkness. A little bit of light can drive away a lot of darkness. The Tanya has it in the 12th chapter. The Tanya writes, in explaining a pasuk in Kohelis, on the left-hand side, V'ra'isi she'esh yisron l'chachma min ha'sichlus, ke'yisron ha'or min ha'choshech. Let's understand what the Tanya's question is before we see his answer. The implied question when you read this pasuk is, of course that's true, that's obvious. There's an advantage of wisdom over folly, like the advantage of light over darkness. But, I mean, what's the mashal? The advantage of wisdom over stupidity is like the advantage of light over darkness. What's the comparison? What's the chiddush? What's Kohelis being merames to? Perish, says the Tanya, Kemosha or Yeshlo Yisron v'shalita u'memshala ala choshech. Just like light completely dominates darkness, Shema'at or Gashmi docha harbe min achoshech, that a drop of physical light gets rid of so much physical darkness. Shenidchu menu me'elav u'me'ela, kach nidchu me'ela sichlus harbe shel klipa v'zitra achra shebachal ha'smoli, all of the darkness, the spiritual darkness of our heart, of the Yitzhara of our mind, can be driven away with what? With a little bit of what? Of chachma. Mipnei ha-chachma shebenefesh ha-lokis shebemalach, asher ritzona limshol levada be'ir, when you decide, I want to take control, a little bit of light can drive away so much darkness. The same way in the physical world, a drop of physical light can remove so much physical darkness. A drop of spiritual light can remove so much spiritual darkness. If you're going to try to fight off darkness with swords and with weapons, it's not going to work. You can't get rid of darkness. The only way to get rid of darkness is what? Is by adding light. I want to just point out that Tanya is not the first one to have this idea. Already in the Chovos HaLevavos, on page 13, in the Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, the Chovos HaLevavos says basically the same thing. Ki ha-ma'at min ha-emes, yinatzach harbi min ha-sheker. Kasher ha-ma'at min ha-or, doch harbi min ha-choshech. So already in the Gedolei Rishonim, in the greatest early Jewish philosophers, this idea was in existence. It's not a new Hasidish idea. There's a Metzias in the world. Hashem made it a physical reality. That a little bit of light gets rid of a lot of darkness. Because Hashem wants to say the same thing is true in the spiritual world. A little bit of spiritual light drives away a tremendous amount of darkness. And in case we're not convinced, by the way, that the Pesach for our generation is in accordance with what? Is in accordance with Beis Hillel. That we're Chanukah Jews. We're the post-Chanukah generation that has to live with the message of Beis Hillel, Moshe Faholdech. I want to show you that I think you can make the case HaKadosh Baruch Hu passes like us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself paskins this way. Where does Hashem paskin this way? very beginning of the Torah. Hashem paskins this way. Bereshis bar Elokim. Even Hashem was an idealist for a few moments. I'm going to create a world of din, midas adin, gvura, a world of fixing our hair. Yeah? It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu said it's not sustainable. Kiviyachol Hashem made a mistake. Quote. Kiviyachol Hashem said it's not going to work. And therefore, what does Hashem say? How does Hashem devise a plan for us to get somewhere? V'aretz tov v'avo v'choshech al panei sahom. What's Hashem's response? V'yomer Elokim yihior. Why doesn't Hashem say, let's figure out a way to get rid of darkness by focusing on darkness? Hashem says, no, yihior, that's it. If there's choshech in the world, or, says the Chafetz Chaim on page 14, Chafetz Chaim al Torah and Bereishis, Yaduahu, it's well known. So again, we've got the Chafetz Chaim, the Chofetz Halevavos, and the Tanya. Pretty solid Chut HaMeshulash. A little bit Meheri Yinotik, a strong Chevra. We have Chazaka now. Yaduahu ki ma'at min ha'or docha harbe min ha'choshech. V'yemishuhu, yichonis b'bayis ofel. If a person walks into a pitch black room, he desires to get rid of the darkness. And he wants to do so with what? With sticks and swords. Lo yazuz achoshim mekoma. The only way to get rid of that darkness is what? Is to turn on the lights. Ela alav lahadlik ner v'avuka, acha achoshech yiskavetz v'yela. And the choshech will disappear on its own. Says the Chafetz Chaim at the top of page 15. Im ki achoshech kisas tohom kula. When the whole world is covered over with darkness, when you're living in the 2,000 years of Galus, and the world's a dark place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you the same advice I gave you when I started this whole thing. If there's choshech, then yehi or. Turn on the lights. If the choshech is nela, ulamdeinu ba, sha'al yisya'i sha'adam. He's paraphrasing a pasuk in Yeshaya. Kisof kol sof va'alecha yizrach ur Hashem kvoto. As the pasuk over there in Yeshaya Parak Samach concludes, eventually the light of Hashem will shine upon the world. I want to end with just the last page. Page 17. You know, some people think that if I want to make someone from, the best thing I can do is to be really strong and be really intense, right? And tell them everything they do wrong, make them feel really bad. And there are plenty of rebbeim, there are plenty of yeshivas that operate in this model. And unfortunately, very often the casualties of that approach are significant, that people end up feeling very broken and like failures. Rav Dessler had a different mahalach. Rav Dessler was really a gadol shebegadolim when it came to the understanding of what makes people tick and understanding the human personality. In the Marbitzei Torah U'Musar, it's a four-volume set of great Torah personalities, in the section on Rav Dessler, in the third volume, Aaron Tsarasky is a great biographer of Gedolim. In Eretz Yisrael, many Hebrew biographies were written by him. So he writes here a beautiful thing. He says, Rav Dessler would never give Musar to a person head-on. He would never say, you're this and you're that. Never. Never once. He would speak in general. He would paint the picture of what it means to be a Jew who's living in the light, so to speak, as opposed to playing in the mud. And people responded to that. But there were people, you know, there's always those people who feel like, what do you mean? You gotta give heavy mussar. If you want people to be firm, you gotta really beat them over the head with it. And they came to the Chazon Ish and they complained about Rav Dessler. Shkiach, it's too soft. It's too gentle. He's gotta whip the bachrim into shape. Listen to what the Chazon Ish said. Me'olam lo echiach as a talmidim ba'ofen ishi. Rav Dessler never gave Musar personally, directly. Who am I? Who do I think I am to give you Musar and tell you everything you do wrong? He spoke about the greatness of doing good things. He spoke about the negative of doing bad things. But it was always in a very general way, in a positive way. You didn't walk out of there feeling crushed. You walked out feeling inspired. So they came to the Chazon Ish and they said, Rav Dessler's too soft. This Talmidim, he's got to talk more about Averas, he's got to talk about everything they're doing wrong. He's got to really smack them over the head. The Chazon Ish said, it's not true. It's not true. Amar, Meshicha Hikinyan Bar Tokef Yoser Mechazak. The Chazon Ish said, there's different types of kinyan. There's different ways to acquire a person's heart and their soul. You can make a kinyan meshicha, or you can do a kinyan chazaka. The Chazon Ish is making a play on words. You can be moishech, you can pull them in, like the Navi Hosea says in the 11th chapter, to be moshech a person ba'avosos ava with ropes of love to pull them in, to draw them into the light, and memela all the choshech will go away. Or you can try to make a kinyan chazak. You can try to be chazak. You can try to be fiery and talk about how bad you are and what a low life you are. But the Chazanish said in halacha, we know that a kinyan meshicha can do more than a kinyan chazaka. And therefore, the same thing is true in avodas tikkun amidos tikkun lev ha'adam. Now, Rav Dessler has a very good mahalach. Rav Dessler knows how to turn the lights on for people without beating them over the head and leaving them feeling broken. So, mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha. We should be Jews who live halacha l'maisa. By Hior, the way Hashem paskins, the way Beis Hillel paskins, the way Yaakov Avinu, who himself was a tzaddik and was metakin arvis. But Yaakov looks into the future and he says, what? You gotta cross the hands. You have to cross the hands. You have to put Ephraim before Menashe, because these children grew up in Mitzrayim. And if they're not told that they have a right to do mitzvos, even before, if they're gonna sit around waiting, I'll tell them the Kashaf, it's never gonna happen. Mirtz Hashem, we should do a lot of good things. We should light up a lot of places. We should drive away all the darkness. And Zochet to see the Oros of Mashiach from here. Go ahead.